This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy holiday weekend. Happy Easter and Passover. It's starting to get nice here where I live in New York after a rather cold spring. I mean, we had a mild winter. It wasn't terribly cold, a couple of really frigid days, but we got a false sense of security as we headed into April, hoping for warmer temperatures, and we had a cold, cold March. Finally, it's getting warmer, and I managed to get outside and take a run in my shorts and shirt sleeves, and a lot of people had the same idea, because I don't think I've ever seen as many runners out in the morning here in New York. I guess a lot of people suffering from cabin fever, and they were three large pelotons, phalanxes of runners. I guess they were running clubs that passed me as I ran along the East River Drive, my favorite running route. About a four-mile run, and perfect temperature because not too cold. And if it's any warmer, I'll start complaining about the heat. So I hope that you're starting on an active weekend. Part of your health commitment can be to listen to this program for the next hour or two and hopefully derive some useful health tips. Our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can start calling. We'll be taking calls momentarily. But here's a dispatch from the front lines of nutrition. Folic acid versus uric acid. Okay, this comes from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, this month's edition. And uric acid is something that when it's high, it can cause gout. It can also cause uric acid stones to form. They're less common than calcium oxalate stones, but definitely high uric acid can be associated with uric acid deposits in your joints, which are very painful, especially when it affects your big toe. That's a classic place for gout to occur, but it can occur anywhere. And also those uric acid crystals can deposit in your kidney, and they're very sharp, and they hurt when you pass them. So we're always on the lookout for natural ways to lower uric acid. And we do have drugs, most commonly drugs like allopurinol, also known as Zilprim, can be used to lower uric acid. And there's a new drug called Uloric. But these drugs have side effects, and they require blood tests for safety monitoring. I think in total, I have only one of my patients requiring these medications. And recently he went off, and through diet and the right kind of supplementation, his uric acid is fine, and he doesn't suffer from gouty attacks anymore. So how can you lower uric acid naturally? Well, this big study says that in over 15,000 hypertensive Chinese patients, average age 60, adding just 800 micrograms daily of folic acid significantly reduced elevated uric acid. Now, this wasn't a trial to see if folic acid could reduce the symptoms of gout. These patients did not have gout. They simply had hypertension, which is significant because little known fact is that high uric acid is associated with high blood pressure. Yeah. We know that high uric acid is a risk factor for heart disease, possibly for stroke. And the reason is that xanthine oxidase, when you inhibit it, and that's what these drugs do, that can lower blood pressure. So you lower the uric acid and you lower the blood pressure simultaneously. And this has been found with the drugs. It turns out that folic acid can potentially help you lower blood pressure, although in these Chinese subjects, it did not lower their blood pressure. Most of them were older, and they were already on pretty potent blood pressure medications. So the folic acid just lowered their uric acid, didn't lower their blood pressure. And an additional benefit of folate, and we prefer 5-methylfolate, the natural form of vitamin B9, as opposed to folic acid. Did you know the folic acid is actually synthetic? It's not really natural. So when we give vitamin B9, we want to give natural folate, which, of course, you can get from fresh fruits and vegetables to some extent. That's why, that's where the word foliage is derived. Folic acid, foliage, same derivation. And they provide that useful nutrient that can lower homocysteine. And that could be another way that using folic acid, in addition to lowering uric acid, can prevent cardiovascular disease and especially cerebrovascular disease, because there's even more evidence that folic acid protects the small blood vessels in the brain and may reduce the risk of dementia, which is often associated with high homocysteine. So, bottom line, if you've got high uric acid and you've been told you need to go on a medication, well, folate might just be worth a try to see if it will help to lower your uric acid into a safe zone and thus prevent gouty attacks, with the additional benefit that it might help your blood pressure and might help ward off circulatory problems, especially in the brain, and even dementia. Our number, 877-726-TALK. And I'll share this message with you because we're talking about blood pressure. Here's a natural way to lower blood pressure without medication. I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. And no, it's not folate, although there are many natural supplements that can help you lower your blood pressure. Kaolic aged garlic extract, magnesium, coenzyme Q10, on and it goes, fish oil. I'm here to tell you about the Zona Plus. Now, it's not a supplement, it's a device. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Now, there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm the regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. I'll certainly take that. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus. So try it. Find out about it at tryzona.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. And this is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And yeah, we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255 or 877-726-TALK. And we got Bill on the line from Brooklyn, New York. Welcome, Bill. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Great to talk with you. So currently, I'm 45 years old, OCD and depression, and been treated with a Wellbutrin for years, 300 milligrams, mm-hmm. which has been working okay. I've been feeling better, but I would love to feel much better. Yeah. Cognitive function over the past couple of years has been not great, like short-term, long-term memory, like cloudiness. I don't think it's related to the Wellbutrin, though, but my question is, I started taking a beverage, B12. It's actually 47,000 of the daily allowance, three times a day. It's a popular beverage that's out there.
That sounds like a lot, but that may not be actually that much. You know, it's like the daily allowance is so paltry that, I don't know, you may be taking, you know, 2,000 or 5,000 micrograms of B12, which is, I mean, it's a megadose, but it's not all that much. Okay.
And that's safe to take? That's okay?
Yeah, that's generally safe to take. You know, B12, it's kind of hard to get in trouble with too much of a good thing. Although some people get, you know, perhaps a little hyperactive or, you know, they have trouble taking it right before bedtime, perhaps. So you've got depression with an aspect of OCD. What's the OCD component, you know, the obsessive compulsive disorder? What are you... doing frequent hand watching or rituals, or is it just obsessive thoughts?
Thoughts over and over again that I can't, it's very difficult to get rid of. Thoughts over and over again. But, you know, the Wellbutrin has been working pretty well, but I heard that inositol, I might be pronouncing it incorrectly, 18 grams per day plus choline is good with, to help. I ordered it from Amazon. It's coming today, but I don't know how much to take and if I should be taking it at all.
You know, it's interesting. I happen to be, you know, one of the few world's experts on inositol. You know, it's a minor claim to fame, but I did a lot of research on inositol in, I guess it was the early 90s. And there is actually some literature on inositol being helpful for obsessive compulsive disorder. The problem is you got to take a lot of it. And in order to take 18 grams, that would mean, you know, probably 36 pills, because they're 500 milligrams usually. But you can take an inositol powder, and you know that about 3 or 4 grams goes into a teaspoon, and therefore you can take several teaspoons through the day. It's best distributed through the day, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. And nobody but somebody with a little bit of OCD would be committed enough to do that as frequently. So it kind of fits the paradigm if you're already, you know, kind of into being, shall we say, a little bit more careful or ritualized in your behaviors. So the studies do show that it suppresses OCD symptoms to some degree. It has a calmative effect. It doesn't taste bad. In fact, it tastes kind of sweet. And the biggest side effect is maybe a little bit of a laxative effect, although it's not too noticeable in most people. You can also, there's also some literature on N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, in the treatment of gambling, which is actually a form of obsessive compulsive disorder. I mean, it's like you go to the slot machines and you keep pulling it, you know, in hopes that, you know, you're going to win the jackpot. That's a little bit of an OCD like behavior, gambling addiction, but also drug addiction. NAC has some studies. And in ordinary run-of-the-mill OCD, I think it's got some mild benefits. You know, in working with a patient like you, Bill, we might do an overall check on your diet, on your exercise program, you know, whether you're getting good talk therapy or behavior mod, because it's kind of a comprehensive strategy to get people to feel better. And also, you know, that brain fog that you experience, and maybe due to something like a food intolerance, and maybe due to nutritional deficiency, or maybe due to just plain anxiety, because there's nothing like anxiety to make you feel kind of, well, you know, unfocused and unable to concentrate. So magnesium would also be helpful here, because magnesium has a calmative effect. Maybe something that contains GABA. Like theanine is something that helps to deliver GABA to the brain that has a relaxing effect. There's also products like PharmaGABA, which is a nutritional supplement that helps people relax. Fish oil, really beneficial for many forms of depression, and you got to kind of go high on dosing fish oil, maybe 6 or 8 capsules a day for, you know, 2 or 3 or up to 6 months to see if there's a benefit. So there are a variety of possibilities there, but you're on the right track in exploring inositol. Kudos to you for digging up that information. Good job.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, thank you for calling, Bill. All right, this item is, and this is a perennial question among exercisers, and it certainly occurred to me. Let's say you go into the gym and you got, you know, time to do a big workout, and you want to do a balanced workout. You want to do some strength training, and maybe you want to bang some mileage out on the stationary bicycle, or maybe take a run on the treadmill. So when you do that, when you have a mixed workout that consists of aerobic exercise and resistance training or strength training, weightlifting, something along those lines, what's the proper order? Should you A, run before you go to the weight room, or B, go to the weight room and then, you know, bang out a couple of miles on the treadmill to balance out your workout? Well, the answer comes from a study done in October 2016 in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. And what they're saying here is definitely, definitely don't mess up your strength routine by doing prolonged aerobic exercise prior to your strength training. What they found is that individuals who did aerobic exercise prior to their strength training, they had a 9 to 19% decrease in their ability to perform repetitions on strength training. And guess which exercise was most affected by cycling or running before going to the weight room? It was squats. And squats require, yeah, leg muscles. Those big leg muscles get tired when you run or cycle. And in previous studies, they didn't demonstrate that bench presses were affected. That's the upper body. So, yeah, no, you're not running your arms. But it turns out that in this study, bench press performance was also compromised by doing aerobic training prior to going to the weight room. So if you're going to do combined exercise modalities, get your strength training done first, then get on the treadmill, the elliptical, or the exercise bicycle afterwards, because otherwise you're going to mess up your strength training performance. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we got some great stuff up at drhoffman.com this week. Early in the week, we interviewed Alan Bell for his book, Poisoned, poisoned. And no, he was not a victim of Vladimir Putin or Kim Jong-un. He was a prosecuting attorney tracking down the Colombian cartel when he began to experience mysterious symptoms. He became increasingly debilitated. Nobody could figure out what was going on with him. He went to scores of doctors, and finally they concluded that he was poisoned. And no, it wasn't revenge from some of the leaders of the Colombian cartel, gang members whose colleagues had been prosecuted by him. It turned out to be something entirely different. Very, very fascinating book and fascinating discussion with Alan Bell. You can find it at drhoffman.com. Also, this week's newsletter article, if you subscribe to our newsletter, you would have seen it, but we've now posted it at drhoffman.com. You can download 18 supplements that can help you deal with your spring allergies. Lots of practical tips on how you can avoid the sneezing and wheezing and eye burning that's associated with the explosion of pollen that we're now experiencing in most parts of the country. All right, our number 877-726-8255, and we got callers. We got Darla in Iowa. How you doing?
Good. My question is concerning taking the low-dose aspirin every day. A vascular doctor recommended that I do that. I had a blood clot in a varicose vein. They did a sonogram, and I have no deep vein or artery clots. Mm-hmm. I do have some leakage, valve leakage in my groin area.
You have what are called incompetent valves. That's the term they use. I mean, it sounds like, well, they're like idiots. They're stupid. They can't do their job.
Okay.
Well, that's the term they use when the valves don't hold the blood back. Okay.
So I don't have to take blood thinners, thankfully. But he is recommending this, and I'm wondering if there's something else I could take, because I'm concerned about aspirin and my digestive tract.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so generally, when a doctor says, boy, you need to take a blood thinner, say you have atrial fibrillation, it's pretty darn important that you thin your blood, because God forbid if, you know, you try these natural things and they don't do the job, and you form a blood clot and it shoots up into your brain, you've got a stroke and you might be paralyzed or blind or die. So the stakes are high, and they generally say, yeah, go with the, you know, high dose aspirin or blood thinner. Mostly these days in this country, they're recommending Coumadin or warfarin or some of the new drugs like Dagobactrin, which are the newfangled blood thinners. But for, you know, unless you have had a pulmonary embolus, you know, which is a blood clot in the lung, or a deep vein thrombosis, they're not likely to recommend these stronger drugs. They're just going to say take an aspirin, because it's what's called a superficial blood clot. It's on the surface. And at worst, I mean, you're not going to die from that. That blood clot's not going to travel to your lungs and cause a pulmonary embolus. It may cause some pain, but that's all there is to it. So the stakes are not that high. And if you really are averse to taking aspirin, you can take natural blood thinners, in my opinion. You could take high-dose vitamin E, maybe 400 to 800 international units of mixed tocopherol vitamin E, along with high-dose fish oil, maybe four capsules per day. There's another one that's interesting, and it's from Japan. It's called natokinase. And I have a little article here on the effects of natokinase in terms of prevention of cardiovascular disease. Cardiovascular disease often results from blood clots, and it's called the Takayama study. Okay, I guess it's done in Takayama, Japan. That's a place. Dietary soy and natto intake and cardiovascular disease death in Japanese adults. They looked at a lot of folks, nearly 30,000. And what they and by the way, this study went on for a long time. It started in 1992, and they looked at a dietary history of these Japanese adults, and they surveyed whether they consumed soy or natto. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with exotic Japanese foods, natto is fermented soybeans, and it's an acquired taste because it has kind of a cheese. It's sort of like the soy equivalent of Limburger cheese. And I got to kind of like it, but for those who are not that intrepid, it's a little bit challenging. Let me just say it's a little bit challenging. So there's a supplement that offers the benefits of natto. It's called nattokinase, and it's available over the counter, and we prescribe it for some patients at risk for blood clots. And so what they found was that soy didn't make much of a difference. So it wasn't about the soy. So they ruled that out because, after all, natto is fermented soy. So they wanted to see, was it the soy or was it something specific in natto? Now, they've known about this for a really long time. In fact, I was once interviewed by a Japanese film crew who flew all the way from Japan to New York to come to interview me in the 1980s because I was interested in this stuff. And I guess what they're trying to show was, and this always makes a big splash when you interview a foreign doctor and then you bring back the footage, you know, with a translation, Chiron underneath, and you say, this distinguished doctor in New York, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, recommends natto. So sales of natto go through the roof in Japan, where they eat that stuff. And I was aware of the benefits then, but here, roughly 25 years later, they got a study. And what they show is that the highest quarter, in other words, they divide the population into quartiles, lowest intake, a little less than average, a little more than average, and then the highest quarter. The highest quartile of natto intake was also significantly associated with a decreased risk of death from stroke. Pretty cool. So, those are some of the things that you might consider taking.
Okay.
And I guess you could get away without taking it. I mean, look, aspirin's often prescribed routinely. You know, it's like, oh, you're over 50, you know, you're at risk. No, that's a bad idea. It should be targeted to people who have specific risk, because if you gave aspirin to every adult over 50, we'd have a lot of unnecessary bleeding ulcers while uncommon. You give aspirin to tens of millions of people, you're going to see thousands and thousands of people come in with bleeding ulcers, even with like the coated aspirin, the Ecotrin, that's supposed to be so safe. So you can give that a try, and hopefully that'll fend off problems.
Thank
hey,
you.
If you have another one of these episodes, you know, you'll have to go take the aspirin. All right?
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks for listening out there in Iowa. All right. This item, if this is about fatigue, and if you're interested in helping deal with fatigue, I've got something for you. And this is something I've been using personally for, 15, 20 years or more. And I've been recommending to my patients. I don't go a day without taking it. It's the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. Now, NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, and clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. So it's available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s, and it's a one-stop shop for your nutrition. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT-Factor. So a new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have literally nothing to lose. So to order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. We got more phone calls coming up. But here's an item about the world's oldest porn star. And he reveals his secret, the secret to his amazing stamina. And it's a simple tip that we can all follow. The gentleman is Shigeo Tokuda. He's 82. And he does porn films. He's currently starring in a series of movies called, with a provocative title, Elderly. You know, I guess something about that appeals to the Japanese. I mean, look, the demographics of Japan, they live so long over there that, I don't know, maybe the average age of the Japanese is, 68. So this guy, 82, actually made his adult film debut in 2004, which means he was, about 70. And he's been an adult entertainer and credits his stamina to eating eggs every day. Shigeo said, quote, "People are always asking me about my perseverance, but I don't do anything special. I do try to lead a proper lifestyle every day. And if we're talking about things that give you stamina, I eat eggs every day." He was born in Tokyo in 1934, and he started his career in, I guess it's kind of softcore porn, elder porn. 13 years after debuting in the field, he is still taking part in porn, although he has reportedly slowed down a little bit. He now says that working on longer shoots require all of his stamina, but admits that his erotic career keeps him feeling young at heart. And they have pictures of this guy, and he's kind of, he looks kind of sexy. He's 82 years old, but he doesn't have a paunch. He looks pretty, pretty tight. And he's surrounded in these promotional shots with younger women who are look like they're around the age of 65. Okay. So eggs are his secret. 877-726-8255 is our number for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, taking your phone calls. 877-726-8255. And we've got Ruth in New Jersey. How you doing, Ruth?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Hoffman.
Sure.
I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I'm currently receiving treatment by taking 50 micrograms of levothyroxine.
Yep.
And I was wondering, is the TSH the proper way to determine if my treatment is working properly? Because I still have many of the same symptoms I had before I started treatment.
Oh, that's such a wonderful question, Ruth. According to your doctors, all you have to do after you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Hashimoto's autoimmunity, when your thyroid gives out, is to just give you outside artificial T4 thyroid, which is Synthroid, the synthetic kind, and just suppress your TSH enough, and you'll be fine. And the reason that you're not feeling good is like, yeah, whatever else that women complain about at that stage in life. Yeah, women are complainers. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe, I don't know, not getting enough exercise. I don't know. Who knows? But as far as your doctor is concerned, he or she has done his, done their job, and your TSH is fixed. But studies actually show, and this is recently, a big study came out to this effect, that measuring TSH when you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis often leaves patients high and dry in terms of how they feel. A very high percentage of patients who seem to be treated, their numbers are fine, don't feel well. And these are the patients who deserve a trial of natural thyroid or a combination of T4 and T3. What either you can add some Cytomel to the T4. Cytomel is T3, and T3 is actually the business end of thyroid hormone. T4 is a precursor to what your body needs. And if your body's in perfect condition and you're properly converting T4 into T3, well, it's going to work for you. And for some people, that's fine. You know, makes it easy. You know, TSH is okay. My job is done as a doctor. But for many of our patients, they don't feel well. And we need to do more than just check their TSH. We need to also look at levels of T3 and free T3. And also just talk to the patient, because ultimately your subjective reaction is important to hear about. And so sometimes we'll also use natural thyroid. We'll make the jump from Synthroid to Armour thyroid or Nature thyroid, and patients feel enormously better. So, you know, you can live or die by these numbers, but the numbers don't tell the whole story. So, you know, maybe what you need to do, Ruth, is get yourself to a integrative physician who knows about natural thyroid prescribing, get in the right dose, and that could be really a breakthrough for you. Maybe you should give it a try.
That sounds good. I have a follow-up question with that. With regard to the Hashimoto's, I was told that once the antibodies have been determined that you have an autoimmune condition, there's no need to check the antibodies again.
No, actually,
is that true?
That, to some extent, from their standpoint, it's true, because you know you already know that you got a thyroid problem, so don't bother. But actually, I like to check the antibodies, because there's other forms of malaise that are associated with high levels of thyroid antibodies. It's not just that your thyroid is given out. You can feel generally crummy when you have a very high level of antibodies. And so I treat patients who have high thyroid antibodies like I do patients who have a high ANA, another form of autoimmunity that may cause, body aches and joint pain, and, you know, maybe a precursor to lupus or scleroderma or Sjogren's or one of the big ticket rheumatoid arthritis, one of the big ticket rheumatological disorders. And what that involves is, and I urge patients to do this who have Hashimoto's, is go on at least a gluten-free diet, and maybe go so far as to go on a paleo diet. And you may feel immeasurably better and slow the progression of your loss of thyroid function, because your thyroid's on the fritz, but it's a work in progress. It may be only partially damaged. And if the damage continues, you'll need higher and higher doses of thyroid. And the more thyroid you need, the less likely it is that we're going to get the dose just right. You know, when your own thyroid is helping out, it's easier to fix, because, you know, it's 50-50. Your thyroid's doing half the job, and then the outside thyroid is helping. But when you have no thyroid function whatsoever, as in people who've had their thyroid removed, it's harder to get it right. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great call. Thanks so much. Could your mattress be giving you cancer? Yeah, well, apropos of talking about the thyroid, there has been a dramatic increase in the incidence of thyroid cancer. Compared with other cancers, of course, the survival rates for thyroid cancer are still overwhelmingly high. But what we've seen is a virtual tripling in the number of thyroid cancers in the last few decades. Now, some people say, well, it's just because we're checking more. Yeah, we're feeling the thyroid, and then there's a little nodule, or we're screening with ultrasound, and we're picking up stuff that, yeah, maybe early cancers that wouldn't have made a difference, so let's not go over the top. But it turns out that the death rate for thyroid cancer has also been rising slightly, so that's a concern. It turns out that polybrominated diphenyl ethers, PBDEs, which are flame retardants, may be associated, and this is according to studies, pretty clear evidence, with the increasing rate of thyroid cancer. Flame retardants readily leach from products over time. 80% of the U.S. population's exposure to PBDE flame retardants is from indoor dust, which comes from deteriorating mattresses, pillows, sofas, furniture that has been treated. And that could actually give you thyroid cancer.